Today's daf is Tainas Daf Yud, and we are at the top line of Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Rivka, Eliyoze ben Brindle, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freda, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sara Shainzel bas Yittel, Eliyov ben Silla, Sara Leah bas Esther Rivka, Henna Perel bas Yocheved, Rafalka Hus ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're still in the middle of the first sugya of Meseches Tainis, the sugya of Mashav Ruach Umar Dageshem, the sugya of the Saint Talumatel of Rachel, and more generally, the sugya of rain. So today's daf is going to begin with Divrei Agadah, it's going to end with Divrei Agadah, but sandwiched in between, we're going to return, albeit briefly, to some divrei halacha. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, a braisa, Eretz Yisrael nivras tchila. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, first he created Eretz Yisrael, v'chol oilam kuloi nivra l'basayif, and then afterwards he created the rest of the world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ad loy asa eretz v'chutzois. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Eretz, which is Eretz Yisrael, and afterwards Chutzoitz, the outskirts, the rest of the world. Eretz Yisrael, Mashka, Oysa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. When it comes to watering the land, rain, so Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashka by himself. V'kol ha'olam kulo al yedei shliach. But the rest of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashka al yedei shliach. Shenemar, Hanoisein Motar al pnei Oretz, V'shnoileach Mayim al pnei Chutzoitz. Oretz, which is Eretz Yisrael, is Hanoisein Matar, Kadosh Baruch Hu does by himself, as it relates to the Pnei Chutzais V'Shaileach. That's something that he does al Yidei Shliach. This Gemara should not be confused with the Gemara in Daf Beis, where the Gemara says, Shloisha Mafteichos Le'Nimsru B'Yat Shliach, and one of them is the Mafteich of Kshamim. Here the Gemara is discussing the key to rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that holds that key. Stating that, when Hashem opens up the chamber of rain, now the rain needs to move from where it is through the Arubais HaShamayim into this world. Does Hashem do that b'chvoidayu v'atzmai? Or does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that ayde shliach? And that's what the Braisa says. It depends. Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashka oysa b'atzmai, kol ha'olam kuloi, that's al yedei shliach. Other differences between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world as it relates to rain. Eretz Yisrael shoyse meg shaman. Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater. V'chol ha'olam kuloi mitamtzos. As if to say the ikar rain lands in Eretz Yisrael. What the rest of the world gets is only the shirayim. Shenemar, it's also based on a pasuk. Hanoisein matar al pnei aretz. Aretz, which is Eretz Yisrael, that gets matar. V'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzais. The rest of the world doesn't get matar, it gets mayim. What's the difference between matar and mayim? Matar is the ikar rain. Mayim is the shirayim. Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila. First, rain falls in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol oilam kulo l'basayif. And then afterwards, the rest of the world gets it. Shenemar, hanoisein matar al pnei aretz. And then only afterwards, v'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzais. Tachroinim asks that if the Eretz Yisrael gets the rain and the rest of the world gets the shirayim, so shouldn't it be obvious that first Eretz Yisrael gets the rain, and then afterwards the rest of the world does? Meaning, it would seem to be redundant. If Eretz Yisrael is getting the rain, and the rest of the world is getting the shirayim, then it's muvan me'elov, that first Eretz Yisrael. What's shirayim? By definition, it's the leftovers. Meaning, after it rained, so now there's leftovers. The leftovers are going to go to the rest of the world. So l'chur, these last two things would seem to be a little bit repetitive. Either way, so we just mentioned a whole bunch of milas that Eretz Yisrael has over Chutz La'aretz, and the Gemara says, if you want to understand this, you can understand it with a mashal. Mashal Adam shemegabelas agvina. Somebody was making cheese. Noitelas ha'oichal umeniachas apsoilas. So when he takes the milk and the whey that comes from the milk to make cheese, he's going to take what he wants and he's going to leave aside the psoilus. Somehow this mashal explains the entire braisa and everything that we just said. For a deeper understanding of the connection between the mashal and the nimshal, I am ben Marsha in the Chedushei Agadah. So we're going back to the Gemara in the bottom of the Daf Tesamud Beis, specifically the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Where does rainwater come from? Is rainwater the mayim hal yoinim, or is rainwater the mayim hatachtoinim? In the beginning of time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, during the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, the pasuk says Hashem was mavdil between the Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Mayim El Yoinim. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who debated some very, very high-level things, they debated the nature of rain, the science of it. Is it Mayim HaTachtoinim or is it Mayim El Yoinim? Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol Olam Kulei Mimei Mei Ukainasu Shoisa. rainwater is the mayim atachtoinim. Rabbi Yeshua said, it can't be, because the meimei ukainis are meluchin heim. Rabbi Eliezer said, so what? Mimatkin heim ba'oven. Regardless, Rabbi Yeshua argued, Rabbi Yeshua said that rainwater is not the meimei ukainis, but rather rainwater is the mayim ha'elyoinim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer said that rainwater is ocean water. Even though ocean water is salty and rainwater is not, must be that they go through some sweetening process. Where does that happen? In the clouds. So the Gemara says, Minole, how did Rabbi Eliezer know that mematkin heim ba'oven? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Chashkas mayim ovei shchalkim. So the Pasuk describes clouds as being chashkas mayim. Chashkas is miloshen choshech. Ksiv, the Pasuk also says, Chashras mayim ovei shchalkim. Not chashkas with a chof, but rather chashras with a resh. Chashras means to sprinkle, but it's not the same thing. So Rabbi Yochanan said that how do you reconcile these two words, cheshkas and cheshras? Now, at first glance, what's the stira? It's two different things. But in this Gemara, we're trying to make it all fit. Shokol kof, v'shodi ha-resh, you take the kof of cheshkas, you put it together with the resh of chashras, v'chori bay, and you know what you get? Chachsharas. How does that help us? So for this, we need the Marsha as well. The Marsha says that a ches sometimes interchanges with a hey. So it's as if the Pasuk is saying not chachsharas, but rather hachsharas. Hachsharas is miloshin hechsher. Hechsher means to prepare, like a hechsher mitzvah. You machsher something, now it could be mekabel tumah. There's a whole mesecht in Shas called mesechtes machshirim. But the point is, it's a hechsher. It's being prepared right now. It's being prepared. It's being sweetened. So like this, it can descend on the world and it won't taste as salty as it is in its natural state. It says, Rabbi Yeshua, behind me, cry my daughters. But what does Rabbi Yeshua do with these psukim? Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer just answered this apparent contradiction between two words, cheshkas and cheshras. And the way he did it was by putting the chaf together with the resh and then switching the ches with a hey to make his point that rainwater gets sweetened in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it doesn't have to be sweetened. The mayim atachtoinim is the salty water. The mayim elyoinim is naturally sweet. So if that's the case, what does he do with these psukim? So the Gemara says, Savalaki hadachi aser Ravdimi Amar. He holds what Ravdimi once said. Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Amri b'maravo, they say in Eretz Yisrael, Nahar anani, Zeirin moy. He said, if the clouds are not dark clouds, they're lighter clouds, so there's going to be a little bit of rain. Chashachanani, if they're darker clouds, sagin moy, that means there's going to be a lot of rain. So cheshkes mayim is referring to the darker clouds. That's one type of rain. Cheshres mayim is talking about the not such dark clouds. That's a whole different type of rain. So the Gemara, Kiman also had the tanya. We learned in a braisa, mayim el yoinim, ben mayim erhein tluim. The mayim el yoinim, how do they stay in the el yoinim? Doesn't seem to be anything holding it up. There are no beams. So what keeps the mayim al yoinim be'al yoinim? Says the Gemara, Abraisa b'maymer heim tluyim. It's b'maymer. It's the Dvar Hashem. The same Dvar Hashem, the Asarim Amoros that the world was created in. It's those Amoros that keep the world intact the way it is. So the mayim al yoinim remain where they are, b'maymer shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need the next line. U'peroiseyem. And the peirois of the mayim al yoinim, megishamim, is megishamim. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, mipri masecha tispa ha'aretz. The prima secha tisba aretz is referring to the peiros of the mayim al yoinim. So the Gemara says, who must be the Tana of the Braisa? Come on, Rabbi Yeshua. Must be it's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that holds that rainwater is the mayim al yoinim. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with this pasuk? So this is not such a threatening makar. Who be maisi yadav shalai kadosh baruch hu. When it says, mi prima secha tisba aretz, it doesn't mean the prima secha of the mayim al yoinim. It means the prima secha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mi prima secha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what causes things to grow. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes it rain. It's nothing to do with the peiri of the mayim al yoinim. This has nothing to do with this shayla, where the rainwater is the mayim al yoinim, or rather rainwater is the mayim hatechtoinim. Zok the Gemara, Amr Bishur ben Levi, kolo ilum kulum itamsis ganeden hushoyso. The whole world's rain comes from the leftovers of the rain that falls in Gan Eden. Shenemar, what's this based on? A pasuk. V'nahar Yoitse me Eden, Lahashkois as Hagon, Umisham Yipar Varilo Roshe, Vatlarbar Rosh. This is a pasuk right in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Said there was a nar that was Yoitse me Eden, literally from Eden, and it went and it spread out and it became the rivers of the world. So you see that somehow the source of water comes from Gan Eden, and that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Kola Oilam Kuloi Mitamtsis Gan Eden Hushoisa. This is Matim with Gemara's, where Rabbi Shua ben Levi seemed to have had access to the other side. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is talking talking to Malachim, he has a relationship with the Malachim Avos, things that we've spoken about in the past. That was a lot of Gemaras where Rabbi Shua ben Levi gives us insight into things that really no person has any business knowing. But this is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who has inside access, and as a result, he shared with us a lot of these Mamori Chazal Tano, a price on this note that says that if kolo oilam kuloi mitamses ganedin ushoisa, so we could do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic, says the Gemara, we could figure out the relative size of the world to ganedin. What is that? Says the Gemara, Tana, mitamses base core, shoisa tarkav. If you have a base core and you're watering a base core, so a base core is made up of 30 sa, the shirayim, the leftovers, is going to be enough to water a tarkav. A tarkav is three kavin. The word tarkav is made up of trei vikav. Two kavin plus a third kav. Three kavin is a half a sa. If there's 30 sa into the base core, that means a tarkiv is 1/60th of a base core. If it's 1/60th of a base core, so you see that when you water something, the shirayim, the tamtzis, is going to be 1/60th of that. So if the rain that descends on the entire world is the tamtzis of the rain that goes to Gan Eden, that means the world relative to Gan Eden is 1/60th its size. Says the Gemara on that note, a braisa, tanu rabbanon. Eretz Mitzrayim have a dalad meis parasa, a dalad meis parasa. Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 parasa by 400 parasa. Vu echam yishishim b'kush. And Eretz Mitzrayim is 1/60th the size of Kush. For Kush, echam yishishim b'olam. Kush is 1/60th the size of the world. For olam, echam yishishim began. It's 1/60th of the garden. Began, the garden is echam yishishim le'edem. Of Eden, right? Gan Eden is the garden of Eden, literally. So in this braisa, you see the Gan is one place and Eden is another place. The Gan is literally the garden in Eden. In fact, the Gan is 1/60th the size of Eden. The Eden, echen misamach legehenim. Gan Eden is 1/60th the size of Gehenim. Nimtza comes out. Kol oilam kuloi kikisa kiter legehenim. So if you do the math, the size of the world relative to the size of Gehenim would be literally like the cover of a pot. Gehenim is the pot, and the world, the universe, is the cover of it. V'yeshayim, some say, Gehenim ain't lo shir. That Gehenim doesn't even have a shir. There's no shir to Gehenim. V'yeshayim, some say, Eden ain't lo shir. That it's Eden, where the Gan Eden is, that has no shir. Rabbi Shaya, my dechsev. What's Pshat in the pasuk that says, Sheichenes amayim rabim rabis oitzris. Migrom, the Bavel, Shiyo, oitzris, emel, is bar. What caused Bavel to have a good economy? Why is it that in Bavel, everyone always had tfuah? Have the yoyim, ibnesha, Sheichenes amayim rabim. It's because geographically, it was strategically located. Even though it's in a general region where rain is a struggle and it's not so easy to grow things during all times of the year. But Bavel was an anomaly. Bavel was different, and that's what this pasuk means. Because it was Sheichenes Amayim Rabim, because of where it sat, ancient Iraq was known as Mesopotamia. In between two rivers, it was because of its strategic location, its Sheichenes Amayim Rabim, that it's Rabbis Oitzreis. Amar Rav said, Atira Bavel. Bavel is a very wealthy land. The Chatzdabalei Mitra, because you can harvest there even without rain. Amar Abaya said, Nikatinon. We have a klal Tuvani that the land in Bavel is moist, and it's not dry. So it's actually interesting because when you go through Gemara, so we learn about the really two worlds where the Yidden lived during that time. There were the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and there were the Chachmei Bavel. Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, the Tanoim, Be'ikar were in Eretz Yisrael, the Amayram and Talmud Bavli anyways were Be'ikar and Bavel. But these were the two worlds of where they were Yidden living during the Tkufa of the Mishnah and the Gemara. But the truth is, it was a very, very different existence. Life in Eretz Yisrael was much harder economically than it was in Bavel. In Bavel, this is this Gemara right here. You see, it was Meleis Bar, Sheichenes Amayim Rabim, Atira Bavel, the Chatzdabalei Mitra. So Bavel had a lot of milus over Eretz Yisrael. And that's what you find sometimes that the Yidden that were Meister Nefesh to live in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes there were certain sentiments that seeped out and the Gemara turns towards the Yidden that lived in Bavel. Hani Bavloi Tipshai, right? This is Torah that we've spoken about in the past, Torah that's Mavur in different places. But the point is that clearly, a tale of two cities. Eretz Yisrael and Bavel were very, very different. This Gemara that we just learned now is certainly Exhibit A that brings out that point. Zok de Mishnah Vaita. So returning to a little bit of halacha, a little bit of an important halacha. Begimel b'mar cheshvin, shoylen asak shalom. So the Masechta began, emosai maskirin gvureis kishamim. When do you start saying mashe v'ruach u'marid ha-gashem? The Mishnah mentioned the machlegis Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, the first day of Sukkis. Rabbi Shua said Shmini Atzeres. In the Gemara we saw there were a whole bunch of different shitas. This Mishnah is going to discuss when we start saying the same talumat l'vrachas. Zok de Mishnah Begimel b'mar cheshvoin. Gimel mar cheshvoin. Shoyal in a sak shomim. You start saying the same talamatul b'vrach. Rabbi Gamliel Lemer, Rabbi Gamliel says b'shivaboy. Not gimel, but zayim mar cheshvoin. Tesvav yoyim. And what's the methodology to that number? 15 days achra achak. After sukkis. Kdei shiagia achrin shabi Yisrael. Nahar peros. The Yidden used to be oyler regel. In Eretz Yisrael, for Yontif, Sukkos is a Yontif. So you want to give the Yidden that live farthest away from Yerushalayim enough time for them to be able to get home before it starts raining. And the idea is that if you're going to start davening for rain, it's going to rain. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer our tefillos. And hopefully. And what's going to happen to the Yidden that they're traveling and they're going to get stuck? It's going to be very difficult for them to get home. You know, today, traveling in rain is not the end of the world. But once upon a time, just picture yourself in that universe when it meant to travel in rain. It was a very big deal. So Chazal was sensitive to those travelers. And they said, they made a cheshbon, 15 days, the person that lives farthest away from the Beis HaMikdash should be able to make it home. So let's wait 15 days. Zayin Cheshvin, that's going to be the day to start saying the same Talamot Levrach. Amr Rabbi Lazar said. So we have a machloikis. When you start saying the same Talamot Levrach, is it Gimel Mar Cheshvin or is it Zayin Mar Cheshvin? So Rabbi Lazar Paskin, he said, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you start saying the same Talamot Levrach and Zayin Mar Cheshvin. Tanya, we learned in a Braise, Chananya, Emre Chananya said, Ubegoyla at Shishim Bitkuf. This Mishnah, machloikis, Tanakam Rabbi Gamliel, the Halacha of Rabbi Lazar, that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that you start saying the same Talamot Levracha and Zayin Mar Cheshvin, this is only in Eretz Yisrael. But Begoyla, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's a different date. Ad Shishim Betkufa. You count 60 days from the equinox, 60 days from Tkufas Tishrei, and that's when you start. Amr Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amr Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha ki Chananya, that halachos like Chananya. This is a very important Gemara. You start saying the same Talamot Levrach in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Mishnah, Zayim Mar Cheshvin, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. In Chutzlar, it's Begoyla, it's not. Begoyla it's Atshishim Betkufa, it's 60 days after the Tkufa, which is why in Chutzlar, we're still not saying the same Talamot Levrach. Zokti Gemara, Amr Rav Huna Barchiyah Amar Shmuel Halacha Kichananya. The Halacha is like Chananya. That Begoyla you wait 60 days. Frank Amar Eini, is that true? Boy, my name is Shmuel. They once asked Shmuel. Meaning, is it possible that Shmuel said the Halacha is like Chananya? Shmuel was once asked. May Emas Matkirina V'Sein Talamata. When do you start saying V'Sein Talamata? Amar Lui. He told him Michi Ma'ili Tzivi LeBei Tavus Rishba. When Tavus, Rashi says it was the name of a person. Rishba, he was a hunter. That's what he did for a living. So when Tavus Rishba would take his wood and start preparing for the winter, that's when you're supposed to start saying V'Sein Talamata Levracha. So how could Shmuel say that you start saying Begoyla v'sein talamata levracha 60 days after the tkufa? You see, he said something else. He said it's b'chim ha'ayli tziv l'beit tavetz rizba. So the Gemara says that's not a kasha. Don't me idividi chachiru. Maybe these two zmanim are really the same exact share. Iboyelu yoim shishim kelifnei shishim oikela achas shishim. So we're getting very technical. So you start saying it's 60 days after the tkufa. What 60 days after the tkufa is? The meaning the 60th day itself. Is it kelifne? Meaning you don't say v'sein talamata levracha? Or is it kelacha? You start saying v'sein talamata levracha. Toshma. Rav Amar Rav says, yoim shishim, kelacha shishim. That the 60th day is like la'acha shishim. V'shmul Amar Shmul said, yoim shishim, kelifne shishim. That it's like lifne shishim. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who throughout Shas makes simonim, he says, v'simonich, you want a simon, iloi bo maya. The people on top need water. Tatoy iloi bo maya. But the people on the bottom, they don't need water. On top, you need water because there's nowhere else for water to come from other than the heavens. So then you need rain. But if you're tatoi, then you can get the tamsus. You can get the shrine from other places. As a result, you don't need so much water. So Nachman Yisrael was giving a simon to remember who said Yoim Shishim Kalacha Shishim, who said Yoim Shishim Kalifne Shishim. Rav was the one that said Yoim Shishim Kalacha Shishim. Shmuel was the one that said Yoim Shishim is Kalifne Shishim. Amr Rav Nachum Rav Yisrach, you want to remember what Rav said and what Shmuel said? And it's kedai to remember because in situations like this, unless it's Dine Mominus, we're usually going to paskin like Rav. So you want to remember who said what? Eloi need the water, but the Tatoi do not need the water. Clearly implying that Rav, who says Yoim Shishim is Kalacha Shishim, you should start saying it earlier, right? Lacha Shishim, you're going to say it. So Yoim Shishim, you should also already start saying it. He's the Eloi. As opposed to Shmuel, Shmuel is the Tatoi. So it's interesting, there's a big discussion over here in the Rishonim even. Why is Rav called the Eloi? And why is Shmuel called the Tatoi? So Pashup Shah, Rashi says, because Rav came from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. And Eretz Yisrael is Gevoya Mikol HaRatzos. Whereas Shmuel was born and bred in Bavel. So Rav was called Eloi because he came from Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Shmuel is called Tatoi because he came from Bavel. But others have problems with Rashi's Pshat. But I saw something very interesting in the Sefer Megillah Samonim. We haven't spoken out from the Sefer in a very long time. But this is the Sefer that the Aderes wrote on all the Simonim and Shasta. Anytime there's a Simon and Shasta, Aderes has a Shtikl Torah. Some are longer, some are shorter, some are more a pilpul. Sometimes he's changing your size. But it's a fascinating concept. And it's a Sefer that was written by the Goyen of Yerushalayim, the Aderes. So in the Sefer, he brings all the different pshatim that the Rishonim say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Hagoyah says a pshat, that why would Rabbi call an Eloi and Shmuel would be called Tatois? He says, V'lulei divri Rabbi Seinu, lulei de mistafina, maybe you could say pshat, as we know that Rav was very tall. Rav is referred to in Shas as Abba Aricha. The Gemara says in Nida Chavdalad that Rav was Aruch Bedoiroi. The Gemara says in the Dorim Dafnun on Medbeis that Shmuel was an Ish Namuch. The Gemara refers to him as an Inish Gutzah. So he says, Rav is called Eloi because Rav was Abba Aricha, as opposed to Shmuel, who was an Ish Namuch. It's just interesting because, you know, we talk so much about Rav and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel come together throughout Shas. We mentioned last week that Rav had tremendous Arichas Yomim. The Zohar HaKadosh says 300 years, 400 years, Chaim Aruchim, B'schus Tfilas Rav, right? We talk a lot about the Arichas Yomim of Rav, yet the Rashbitz in his Sefer Mogen Ovis, in his Pirish on Pirkei Ovis, as quoted by Rav David Yoel Weiss in Megadim Chadash Masechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches, we mentioned this on Daf Hey Masechtes Tainus, says that Shmuel was one of four people that lived until they were 52. So the fate of Rav and Shmuel were very, very different. Even though in Shas they come together, but in terms of their fate, Rav had tremendous Arichos Yomim as opposed to Shmuel not. It turns out that physically, Rav and Shmuel were very different as well, but either way, that's maybe why Rav is called Eloi and Shmuel is called Tatoi. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, okay, so what are we passing like? Do we passing like Rav or Shmuel? Not a lot of suspense. Hilchas Yom Shishim Kalach HaShishim. The 60th day is like La'ach HaShishim. We passing like Rav that you start saying the same Talumot Levracha on the 60th day. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Higia Yud Zayim B'mar Cheshvin. So Yud Zayim B'mar Cheshvin came full of Yarduk Sham. It didn't rain yet. Now what? So we're really now starting Masech Tainus. Masechtes Tainus is called Masechtes Tainus because it talks about fasting. Yes, we haven't really mentioned anything about fasting. Maybe a brief encounter, but it definitely hasn't been the sugya yet. The sugya is going to start right now. We started talking about rain because Masechtes Tainus deals primarily not with the Tainus Sibra. That's going to come at the very end of the Masechta. But it deals primarily with the different Tainus that Chazal were geyser al kol tsara shaloi tovay al hatzibur. That's primarily what it deals with. And the primary tsara that caused and triggered Chazal to be Koveya Tainus was the lack of rain. And that's why we built up 10 blot of Halacha and Agada, Mashav Ruach Amari Dageshem, V'sein Talamat HaLevach, what the Zmanim of rain is, to get to the Mishnah that we're about to learn right now. So Zok the Mishnah, Higia Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvin, the 17th day of Mar Cheshvin, Kevel Yarduk Shem, hasn't started raining yet. So it's the beginning of the winter. Chura, it hasn't rained yet. Hischidu hayachidim esanim. But terem yikrav aniyena, Chazal felt that let's start setting things into motion. So the yechidim, we'll see who they are in the Gemara, they started fasting. Gimel tayin is three fasts. These weren't such intense fasts. Meaning, it's not like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we have to start fasting the night before. No, you can eat and drink the night before. Mutarim b'malachi, you're allowed to work. Uberchitza, you can bathe. Ubersicha, you can smear oil on yourself. Milos Asana, you can wear shoes. Ubetash Mishamit is also Mutik. Here, Shchedish Kislev. If Shchedish Kislev came, it's 2 weeks later. Flay Arduk still didn't rain. Bezdin Goizim Shalosh Tainas Alat Tzibur. Now the whole Tzibur gets involved. Oichlim v'shoysim v'sheikh ha-sheikh. Again, they were allowed to eat and drink at night. Mutarim b'malachi, you're allowed to malach. Uberchitza, they can bathe. Ubersicha, Milos Asana, Ubetash Mishamit. So Yud Zayim Marchezim, it didn't rain. The Yechidim go into motion. 2 weeks later, it still hasn't rained. Now the whole tzibur. So the Gemara says, "Man yichidim. Who are these yichidim?" Amar Rafuno. Rafuno said, "Rabbanon." It's the Rabbanon, the rabbis. Amar Rafuno. Rafuno also said, "Yichidim mesanen shloisha tainis." Then when the yichidim start fasting, they fast gimel tainis. The Mishnah said that. Hayichidim mesanen gimel tainis. Okay. So what's Rafuno's chiddush? No, his chiddush is not just three tainis. Sheni v'chamishu v'sheni. It's three in succession, meaning a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Michael Mashmal, and so the Gemara says, what's the Kiddush? Tonino, meaning it's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah said three times, but didn't say which days. Oh, but the Gemara says, Tonino, we know it from somewhere else. The Kamon Daf Tezvav, in Goizrin Tainus, ala Tzibur, betchil b'chamishin. You're not allowed to be Goizrin Tainus on the Tzibur on the fifth day. Why? Shaloi lahafkiya es hasha'arim. Because if there's going to be a fast day, on a Thursday. So what's going to happen? Thursday night, everyone's going to have to break their fast. You're going to have to stop buying a lot of food. Now, tomorrow is Friday, which means tomorrow night is Shabbos. Nachamol, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. You have to start preparing food again. So there's going to be a mad rush in all the supermarkets on Thursday. And what's going to happen is prices are going to go up. It's going to cause inflation. So Shaloi Lahafkiyas HaShe'arim, to protect the prices of suddenly just skyrocketing, Chazal said, we'll never start a fast on a Thursday. Elo, so when do you start a fast? Okta Mishnah, Sholish Taini Asarishainis, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni. It's always a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. So Freit the Gemara, Rav Hunan Amoyra commented on the Mishnah. It says when the Yechidim used to fast three Tainis, as I used to state in the Mishnah, it was Monday, Thursday, Monday. Freit the Gemara, what do you have to tell me? Monday, Thursday, Monday. Tanina. Now it's not this Mishnah on Daf Yud, but it's a Mishnah on Daf Tezvav. In Daf Tezvav, it's a Mefurisha Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that all the fast were Monday, Thursday, Monday. The Gemara says a nice pshat. Now the tema, I would have thought Hanimili Tzibur. The Mishnah Daf Tezvav was talking about when the Tzibur was fasting. Avo Yochid, like maybe a Yochid's fast is different. Kamash Malon. That was Rav Huna's Chiddush. That just like the Tzibur is Monday, Thursday, Monday, the Yochid also. Rav Huna is not introducing the concept of Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's a Mishnah. Rav Huna is saying that the concept of Monday, Thursday, Monday is not exclusive to Tainus Tzibur, but rather it holds true for a Tainus Yochid as well. Tanya Nami Hachi, and in fact, what Rav Huna said is a Mefurish Abrais. Again, it's not Mefurish in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just said three fasts. It's not Mefurish in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav. It's always Geshmak to go through this, because that Mishnah, although it says three fasts and it says Monday, Thursday, Monday, maybe that's talking about a Tainus Tzibur. That is what it's talking about. Oh, but there is a different Brais. When the Yechidim used to start fasting, Mesan and Sheni, Vechamishi, Vesheni, it's pretty Mefurish. That's a Tanya Nami Hachi. Umafsikim Rosh Chodashim. If Rosh Chodesh got in the way, so if a Monday, Thursday, Monday was a Rosh Chodesh, you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Ubiyamim toivim. Additionally, if a yontiv came, haksuvim b'megillas tainis, that I mentioned in the Megillas tainis, we know what that is. So any one of those days would interrupt the fast as well. Tanu Rabbanan. Al yoyim eradam, a person shouldn't say Talmud ani, eni roi liyos yachid. Okay, so now the yachidim have to fast. So you want to be a yachid? Well, not if you want to eat. So the question is there an inyan for a person to have a shtolz and say, ich bin a yachid, or fakert, anova, it's mechzika yuara, maybe you shouldn't be a yachid. Bal nefesh, is it an inyan to say, ich bin ya bal nefesh? Afshfakert, maybe there's an inyan of anova, who am I to be a bal nefesh, right? This is a fascinating existential question. When it comes to chumras, so should you take on the chumra? Aber se schmeckt efshif in gaiva, or maybe fakert, I don't know, this is a chumrah. Maybe this is not the right time for anava. So says the Gemara, it's a braisa. Really, the Tanam debated this, specifically as it relates to this halacha of the Yechidim that used to fast. Al yoymer adam, a person should not say, Talmud ani, I'm only a Talmud. Meaning, I'm still a student. Any roi lias yachid. I'm not a yachid. Ella. Kol talmidei chachamim yachidim. Every talmud chacham, any person that has a shaychis to being a yachid, he should view himself as a yachid. Ezeu yachid, ezeu talmud. What is the definition of a yachid and a talmud? Yachid kol shiroi lam nois aparnas al tzibur. Any person that can get a shteller, he could be a leader of a tzibur, He's a yachid. Talmud is kol shashayil nois advar halacha b'dimudoy. Anyone that, if you ask them a question in his learning, va'omer, and he knows, va'afilu b'mesach tekala, even mesach tekala. So what is mesach tekala? It's a small mesachta that we have in the end of mesach tes idias that sometimes was used as chazal as a throwaway. Sometimes not a mushal. Even mesach te what? Even mesach tekala. Why even mesach tekala? That's a whole discussion. But either way, Tanu Rabbanan, like kol roitz alas es asma yachid ois. If somebody just wants to make himself into a yachid, you don't necessarily have the right to do the Talmud ois. That's what Meir said. Meir says you can't just make yourself into a yachid. You can't even make yourself into a Talmud. Rabbi Yosi said no. Oisa, you could. V'zochur latoiv, and it's a milah. Lefisha ein shvachu loy elitzar hu loy. Oh, so Rabbi Yosi already gives us a good rule of thumb, and that is this thing that you want, meaning you're going to make yourself into a yachid, even though maybe you're stretching the definition of yachid. And you're going to make yourself into a talmud, even though, let's be honest, maybe you don't really qualify. It depends. Are you getting a benefit from it? Is this for a dover shel shvach? You're going to get covered as a result of that? Then you're not supposed to do it. But if it's a dover shel tsar, said Rabbi Yossi, of course you should. Meaning, oise v'zocher latoiv, when l'fisha ein shvach uloi. Now, if it's a shvach, no, then don't. But if it's a davar shel tzar, yeah, Tanya, idoch leikol roitz lasa atzma yachad oiz, a talmud oiz, divi rav shim men alos, shim gam liya loim medvar, memur medvar, vishol shach, vizal ni davar shel shach, avob davar shel tzar, vizal davar shel tzar, oiz, you can, vizach ala toib, she'en shvach uloi, ela tzar uloi, again, a fascinating concept. We're going to go back to Tanu Rabbanan, Misha, imes ana ala tzara. If somebody was fasting for a tzara, the Avra, and then the Tzara passed. Al Achayla, someone was davening for Achayla v'Nisrapa, and the Achayla had a refuah. Hareza Masanu Mashlim, he should continue fasting anyways. I mean, even though right now there's no purpose really for him to continue fasting, the whole reason that he's fasting is no longer applicable. But once you start a tainus, you mashlim the tainus. Achaylech mimakim she'ein mesanin. What if somebody is going from a place where they're fasting to a place where they're not fasting? Yeah, we think of tainus, we think of a tainus sibur, but in a world where a kehila takes upon a tainus, so this could be very shchich. So you're going from a place where they're fasting to a place they're not fasting. Hareis ha-mesan iman, you should fast. Meaning, if you went to a place where they're fasting, take on the tainus. Mimokim she-mesan and lemokim she-ein-mesan. What if the reverse? You're going from a place where they're fasting to a place where they're not fasting. Hareis ha-mesan u-mashem, you should also fast. Always go to chumra. Shachach va-achal. Fishal, this is someone forgot by mistake he ate and drank in the middle of a fast. Al Yisra'a b'fnei ha-tzibur. So he shouldn't appear in front of the tzibur biting into a sandwich. Va'yanig idunim ba'atzmai. Right? Just, you're not fasting anymore. It is what it is. But you're not fasting should be done b'tznil. Shenemar. And we learned this from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Nyana de'yoyma. Va'yoymer Yaakov l'banov. Yaakov told his sons, Lama tisra. So the beginning of the pasuk is, Va'yar Yaakov ki yeh shevem mitzrayim. Yaakov saw there was shevem mitzrayim. Va'yoymer Yaakov l'banov. Yaakov told his sons, Lama tisra. So what does this mean? So the Gemara has a fascinating drush. Amalem Yaakov l'banov. Yaakov told his sons, Al tiru atzmechem k'sha'atem sveyim. This was the beginning of the hunger. And really at that time, Yaakov and his family had everything they needed. They had no problem. But at the same time, Yaakov was afraid. He didn't want to rate son, his mishpacha, that they're going to see how good he has it, even though it's a very, very difficult time. So he said, Al tiru atzmechem kshatim seim. Don't appear satisfied. Loi b'fnei Esav, not in front of Esav. V'loi b'fnei Yishmael, not in front of Yishmael. Kadesh lo yiskanu b'hem, because you don't want to be ma'ir any kinna. So he tells his sons that even though we have what we need, but I heard the Shever Mitzrayim, go to Mitzrayim, lama tisro. Because not going to Mitzrayim is going to make it look like you have everything. And that's not a good optic. Al tirgezu baderech. Now, we're moving forward in the story of Mechiras Yosef. And when Yosef sends the brothers back, he's going to go get Yaakov. This is after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. So he told them, Al tirgezu baderech. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said, Amar lehem Yosef l'ocha. Yosef told his brothers, Al tisasku bedvar alocha. Don't get involved in a sugya. Shema tirgazu aleichem aderech. What's going to happen? Tirgazu Rashi says, tisu. You're going to get fablunjit. You're going to get lost. So if you're going to get involved in a sugya on your way home, you're not going to make it home. Ain't afraid was that true. I'm Rabbi Eloi Barach. Yeshet abidu chamash amalchem aderech. Tutam idu chamam are traveling together. Ain't afraid. There's no divitare between them. Ru'uy and Lisaref. They deserve tzreifa. Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, Vayehi hema hilchin haloich v'daber. They were walking and talking. Hey, the they is Eliyahu Hanavi and Elisha. This is a very famous pasuk in Tanakh. Vini rechav esh, v'susei esh. And all of a sudden, a chariot of fire and horses of fire came. V'yafridu ben shneim. And right in between, it went in between Eliyahu and Elisha. V'yal Eliyahu basa'ara hashamayim. And Eliyahu, all of a sudden, was taken alive. It's just Eliyahu, right? All the shailas about Eliyahu and Navi, all the lundas, and he was taking up to Shemayim alive. And Chazal Darshan from here, Rabbi Loi Bar Brachya said that you see from here that really their lives were in great danger, and even Elisha could have died. The reason he didn't die is because the pasuk says Haloich V'daber Taimad Ekadibur. Because they were talking and learning. But otherwise, they would have deserved Tzreifa. So you see that if someone's traveling, fakert, you have to. So Yosef tells the brothers, Al tirgazu baderech, Al tisasku bedvar alocha, Shemet tirgazu aleichem aderech. Right, the Gemara ain't, it's just the opposite of another chazal that we're familiar with. So the Gemara says, you have to say, like Kasha, there's two dinim in learning. Ha-le-migras ha-le-yune. You're learning more bekiyas, or you're learning more be'ian. To learn bekiyas, you have to learn uvelachtuch avaderech. But to get too involved in a sugya, that could be dangerous. See, Satana, we learned in a braisa, that what did Yosef mean when he told the brothers, Al tirgazu baderech, Al tafsiu psiu gasa, don't take large steps. Additionally, he told them, Vachnisu chamal ir, you should try to enter the city while the sun is still shining. Don't be traveling at night. Al tafsiu psiu gasa, why shouldn't you take large steps to amar psiu gasa and tell us, Achim mechomish meyoiz, mimarein of shaladim? Because a person can lose 1/500th of his eyesight by taking a psiu gasa. It's just dangerous. Vachnisu chamal ir, and you should enter the city while the sun is still out. Rav Yudah Marav, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, La'olam yeitznei adam b'chitayv. A person should always enter the city b'chitayv, v'ikones b'chitayv, meaning you should leave the city b'chitayv, enter the city b'chitayv, shenema b'ikar or v'anashim shulchu. That you see, you're not supposed to travel. The olden day is very dangerous to travel at night, and as a result, that's what he told him. V'achnisu chamol. So before we get to the rage, just one quick aru, and that is, so Yosef tells the brothers, Al Tirguzu Baderech, and everyone knows this Chazal. We heard this when we were little children. Amar Rabbi Lozer, Amar Lam Yosef Lachim, Al Tisasku B'dvar Halacha. Don't get too involved in a Dvar Halacha. Shemet Tirguzu Aleichem Aderech. Because you may get lost and it may be dangerous. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Uvelechtecha Baderech. B'shiftecha B'veitzecha Uvelechtecha Baderech. I thought you're supposed to learn when you travel. You're not just that. Elio and Elisha would have been a great risk had they not been learning while they were traveling. And the Gemara says, like, Kashi, you have to say there's two dinim, there's learning b'kinyas, and there's learning b'iyan. The Chassam Sofer, this is in Chassam Sofer ala Torah and Parshas Vayigash. And this pasuk, Al Tirguzu Baderech, says a dover nifla. He says, Yesh loymar. You know what he was telling them? Hainu behilchas egla rufa. He wasn't telling them don't learn. He was telling them don't learn the sugya of egla arufa. Now, what does the sugya of Egla Rufa have to do with anything? Egla Rufa is a parak at the end of Masechta Saita. Why would he have had a hava minute be learning Egla Rufa? So it's based on different Chazal. Chazal say that when Yosef was sold by his brothers, he was in the middle of learning with his father, and the sugya that they were learning was the sugya of Egla Rufa. All these years later, Yaakov was very, very worried that Yosef, even though he was physically alive, he couldn't believe it, because spiritually there's no way he's still alive. So Yosef tells the brothers, I want you to go back and tell the Tata that I'm still holding in the sugya, in the lumdis, in the vart, in the ray that we talked about, in the sugya of Egla Rufa, I'm still holding in Egla Rufa. So says the Chassam Sofer, they must have started handling the sugya of Egla Rufa. This is what's going on right now. So he says, Al Tirguzu Baderech, don't be holding in the sugya of Egla Rufa. The question is, why not? Meaning, you want to learn Takfu Kayin, you want to learn Takfu Kayin. You want to learn Pesach Pasuach, learn Pesach Pasuach. But don't learn the sugya of Egla Rufa. He says, the reason is because the sugya of Egla Rufa deals with death. It deals with Misa. And Loy Misamna Milsa, Chassam Sofer says, it's not a good omen. While you're traveling, and we know the Satan is mekatrig when a person is in such a state, he says, don't be learning something that can maybe trigger these types of things. Says the Chassam Sofer, Valkein Nichshol Yosef Bederech Ba'askoi Bedavar Loitav. I don't know if it's not a coincidence that Yosef originally, the whole story happened when he was learning this, right, we heard this a million times. It started when he was learning Egla Rufa. And there was a simon that he was learning something very scary, and you see what ended up happening. Shmuel Badik Pesifra, says the Chassam Sofer. Chulin Tzadikei Mabez. This is the Gemara we mentioned last night. Rabbi Yochanan was Badik B'Yanuka, and Shmuel was Badik Pesifra. So you see that what you learning matters, and that's what he means. Badik Pesifra. We said Badik Pesifra means Garel Agra. Shmuel Badik Pesifra, that what he was learning somehow determined, played a role in what his fate was going to be. Chassam Sofer said Yosef Atzadik had a hergish that maybe the fact that he was learning Egla Arufa that somehow caused the mechira. So he tells the brothers, Al Tirguzu Baderech, you're traveling now, you're going to be in a little bit of risk. Don't learn the sugya of Egla Arufa. So what came to mind is, you know, we mention this all the time, but it's, you know, people say that in Chassam Sofer's yeshiva in Presburg, they used to, there's different anecdotes and different stories. One of the versions I heard was is that they once learned Masechtas Maikatan and they learned Perek V'Elu Magalchen, and Rahman al-Tzlan, a lot of the Bachrim in the yeshiva ended up sinning Shiva, because Perek V'Elu Magalchen is the old halachas of Hilchas Aveilus, and this was something that the Chassam Sofer was very, very sensitive to. Truth is, we say this all the time, it's Mefurish in the Sefer HaZikaron. The Sefer HaZikaron is the autobiographical work that the Chassam Sofer himself wrote in the year 1809, related to the events of the French Revolution and when Presburg was under siege. So he says, right at the beginning of the narrative, he says that the beginning of the year happened shortly after Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, right? The Tkufa that we're learning about now, Masechtas Tainis, was around that time. And he says, the yeshiva finished learning Masechtas Gittin. And we started learning Masechtas Shchulin. So he says, V'gozarti yoyim echo tainis. I was geyser a yoyim tainis. Yoyim tainis, right? That's what we're learning. He was geyser a yoyim tainis on the whole Presburg yeshiva, koidem ascholos ha-mesechta, before we start learning mesechta schulen, ke mevur b'sefer chsidim. Atznoivis is mevur in sefer chsidim. Lehis anois koidem ascholos ha-schulen, v'yevomis. And gam b'zeh yesh oid hergish le-meven. He said, if someone's a maven, he would understand the hergish, that this is what he should do. So the Chassam Sofer said that he instituted a fast, it's literally written in the first person by the Chassam Sofer, before they learned chulen and before they learned yevomis. Doesn't say anything about Maikatan, but before, maybe they didn't learn Maikatan, but before they learned Chulin and before they learned Yevamis, he mentions this, that they were guys of Tainus. This is the Chassam Sofer Lishitasoi, who held Simani Milsi, and that's what it means. Shmuel Badik Besifra. Shmuel was Badik, depending on what he was learning, that somehow would dictate and determine different things that he would do. He wouldn't travel if he was learning certain things. Yosef Atzadik had a Hergish Lemevin, like the Chassam Sofer says, that maybe learning Egla Rufa played a role in the whole Mechira, and that's why he told the brothers, Al Tirgazu Baderech. What did he mean? We're just handling the Sugya Egla Rufa, and I know you're going to come in, and the first thing you're going to tell the Tata is the Lumdis that Yosef HaTzadik just said, because that's going to be the Siman Milsa that Yosef HaTzadik is okay, and that Oid Yosef Chai. But Al Tirgazu Baderech, don't talk about it now, because that, I don't know if it's really a good idea. Either way, so as it relates to today's raid, going back to Amud Aleph, the halachic portion of the daf, and that is, when do we start saying the same talumat olavrach? Now, the Mishnah said two dates, begimel b'mar cheshven, that's the Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel loyme b'shivaboy. I'm Rabbi Laza said halachic Rabbi Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that you start saying the same talumat olavrach on Zion mar cheshven. Stating that, Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Chananya Omer, this is the Tana Chananya said, Uba Goyla at Shishon Betkufa. In Goyla, in Bavel, you don't start saying the same Talumat Levracha until Shishon Letkufa, until 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. And the Gemara said, Amr Avun Barchia, Amr Ashmul, Halacha Kechanan. So we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, and we paskin like Chananya in the Braisa. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah that in Eretz Yisrael you start saying the same Talumat Levracha on Zayin Mar Cheshven. We paskin like Chananya in the Braisa that Bagoyla in Bavel, in Chutz Laretz, you start saying the same Talumat Levracha 60 days after the Tkuf. The question is why? Why is it different in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Bavel? So Rashi says, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Dibra Maschil Ubagoyla Shishim, it's the first wide line, Ubagoyla ain't Shayla Man Shishim Betkufa. In Chutz Laretz, you don't start davening for rain until 60 days after the Tkufa. And the reason is, Lefisha Hu Makam Namuch, because Bavel was a Makam Namuch. Geographically, the ain't Sricha Matak Kol Kach, it doesn't need rain so much. We learned the Gemara, Amar Rav Atira Bavel. Bavel is a very wealthy land, the Chatz Tabalei Mitra, because they're able to harvest Peiros without rain. Abaya said, Nikatinon, Tovani Velo Yoshani. So in Bavel, it just wasn't enough. They didn't need rain so much. And because it wasn't so important for it to rain, they were able to push off the time for davening for rain. And they pushed it off until 60 days after the Tkufa. Now, Halacha L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Paskins, Arsuya, there doesn't seem to be another opinion. And that is, in Eretz Yisrael, you start saying the same Talumat Levracha and Zayin Mar Cheshven, whereas in Bavel, you start in Bagoyla, you start saying the same Talumat Levracha, you start saying the same Talumat Levracha 60 days after the Tkufa. Stating that, the Rishonim, Uberoisham the Rosh, had a very, very big problem with this Psak Halacha. The Rosh is right here, and the Rosh says that I have a little bit of an issue. Why? He says, this idea that we have different dates for when you start saying the same Talumat Levracha in Eretz Yisrael versus when you start saying the same Talumat Levracha in Bavel, this is based on the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel. Eretz Yisrael needed rain. Bavel is Namuch, and because it was Namuch, it didn't need rain. Says the Rosh, what would be today if we live in a land where we need rain? And we really can't afford, literally, for it to not rain until 60 days after the Tkufa. Based on my understanding of the Gemara, it would seem, L'chayr, start saying the same Talumat Levracha earlier. Meaning this, that the Gemara delineated between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael versus Tumas Eretz Amin. It's poshut a metzias thing. You start davening for rain when it makes sense to daven for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a cheshven, Zayim Mar Cheshven. Based on what? Based on the fact that the last person who's traveling home after he was Eilu Regel, that's when he would be able to make it back home. In Bavel, they didn't need rain so much, so they said, Achishim Letkufa, somehow they came up with that number. 60 days, Nach Tetkufa. Aber, Sok Derosh, what would be if you live in a land where, L'chura, you can use the rain earlier? The svara would be that L'chayri should start davening for rain earlier. So the Rosh said, where we live in Europe, the Rosh primarily lived in Germany. So where we live right now in Europe, says, L'chayru, we need the rain now. And he says, if it's not going to rain for 60 days until after Tkufas Tishrei, we're all going to be in a lot of trouble. It's going to be Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz. This is what the Rosh said. And he said, as a result, L'chayru, it's pasha to me that we should start saying V'sein Talumata Levracha earlier. He says, no, but at the same time, it's not the Minig Yisrael. And I'm afraid to go ahead and institute a takana, right? The Rosh was afraid to institute a takana. Can I get a minute, right? But this is the Rosh talking 700 years ago. He said, this is something that I'm not so comfortable of doing. But then he said, ube provincia, in province, ro'isi shayosholim asakshom b'marcheshven. I saw that there they were davening for rain already in Chodesh Marcheshven. V'yosha ma'od be'enai. And when I saw that minute, I was very, very pleased. I was very, very satisfied. V'yosha ma'od be'enai. This was something that I thought was for sure the right thing to do. So the Rosh expresses a hergish. Doesn't say a halacha. He just expresses a hergish. He says, my hergish is that really in Chutz Laaretz you should start davening for rain already earlier, because at the end of the day, the whole svaru begoyla achnishim letkufa is not something that applies to nowadays. And because it's not something that applies to nowadays, he says, I would think that we should change it. Abul Amais, it's not something I'm going to do. Now the truth is, there's a fascinating history associated with this Rosh. There is very, very much a rest of the story. So this Rosh that we just mentioned, the Simen Dalet here in the first parak of Masechtas Tainis, it's a very, very small piece in the Rosh. But the Rosh was very mirich in this Inyan, and it's in Shailas Tshuvas HaRosh, it's in Klal Revi, it's Ois Yod. It's good to see this piece inside. Obviously, we can't go through the whole thing. It's a pretty long tshuva, but it goes through a lot of Gemaras that we learned. It's a nice sikum on some of the more halacha Gemaras that were sort of tucked away in the first parak of Masechtas Tainis, but it's a good chazar and a lot of different Gemaras that we learn. But this Tshuva in the Rosh begins with a story. Read the first paragraph. Vayhi b'shnas chameshes alavim v'shivim v'shalosh l'briyas ha'olam. It was in the year 5073 l'briyas ha'olam. So now it's 5782, so it's approximately 700 years ago. Netzru ha'gesham. It hadn't rained. V'lohim ter kol ha'chayif. The entire winter there was no rain. Ela ma'at mizar. Very, very little. Vayikaru tzoyim l'schanin l'Hashem. So there was a tzoyim, there was a fast. Losis mitar, matar al pnei adam. They were going to Tainis. Masechtas Tainis, this is something that happened. This was halacha l'maisa. And they pulled out this masechta and they said, okay, we have to be going to Tainis. Now, vayhi b'leil rishon shel Pesach. It was the first night of Pesach. Achrei tfilas arvis. It was after Meirev. Vadoini avi ha-rosh. My father, the Rosh, this is one of the Rosh's sons. So Rosh had many, many sons. Most famous is the Torah. But the Rosh had many sons. Vadoini avi ha-rosh ha-yoshiv al Pesach Beis. He was sitting at the entranceway of his house. Vanachnu ptsas me-ha-chaverim. The oilam, oimdem olav mi minayu mismoyla. So there's a huddle, there's a circle, there's Shiva sitting in the middle, there's Shiva's the Rosh. This is the first night of Pesach, this is the night of the Leil HaSeder. First night, and everyone's sitting around. Vayoimru, Dayoimru, and the Rosh said, Ata hoya toiv lo oir hadover asham mi oilam temesi olav. He says, I think now is a perfect opportunity for me to be ma'ir something that always bothered me. Lama lo yaskiru vi yishalu hageshem adashvus. Why do we stop saying the same talumot levracha on Pesach? We stop saying Mashvurach Mered Ageshem on Pesach, and we stop saying the same Talamat Levrach on Pesach as well. And he said, it always bothered me why we do that. I always felt that we should go continue doing it until Shavuos, and I think now's the time to implement that. Vayanu, k'tzas me'achaverim. So the Olam was there, and they said, okay, toiv u'shetedi adav l'skenim. Let's go inform the skenim. The Rosh wasn't so young at that time either, but let's go inform the skenim. V'yasu kein, v'yosha be'neim. The Skenim liked the idea, Vayishlachu l'chazan ha-knesses. And they sent a telegram, a message, this is on Pesach, to the chazan ha-knesses, Lahaskil l'mocher ha-geshem. Tomorrow's the day you're supposed to start saying Meir Datal. Meir Datal's been canceled. We're not benching Tal, there's no psicha, we're not doing it today. We're going to continue saying Mashavruch Meir Dageshem. Not just that, on Chol HaMoed, we're going to continue saying the same Talumot Levrach, and we're going to say it until Shavuos. Vayasu kein, vayaskiru b'nei ha-knesses ha-gdoilo, hadyud gimel midos. Not only that, it was so bad. The matziv. It was such a rav ba'aretz. He said that on Pesach, we're going to say Hashem Hashem. We're going to say the Yud Gimel Midos. Vayihi koil kahaskiroi. As this ramkol went out, that the Rosh just decided that we'd continue to daven for rain until Shavuos. Vine rash miktos ha-chachamim. Some of the chachamim got upset. Ashalei hoya adover ba'atzasim. They weren't in agreement. Vayatziu koil emar. And they said, shalei hoya roi la'askiroi. You shouldn't do it. Shasimin klolohu. It's a simin klolah. Right, the Mishnah says that if it rains after Chodesh Nisan, ain't no yellow simin klala. So this is a simin klala. So the Rosh was quiet. When he heard that they went against him, He didn't say one word. Ad Leil Chol Shomayd, until the first night of Chol Hamoed. V'yichte Megillah Sefer L'chazik Dvarav V'zeh Tarfa. And then on the first night of Chol Hamoed, the Rosh sat down L'chazik Dvarav to fend for himself, to explain why he thinks this is okay, and he wrote a tshuva. And the tshuva is a much longer version with Cheshbonos and Gemaras to what he says here in the Rosh on the Gemara in Siman Dalet. And that is, at the end of the day, the Gemara never said in Chutz Laretz, you're supposed to do a Shishan Letkufa based on some din. It's just the Metzias. Look at Rashi, the Mefarish HaGadol, how he explained it. And there's no other way to explain the Gemara. There's no reason that there should be a Nafkamina and Halacha when you say V'sein Talumat L'Vrach in Eretz Yisrael versus when you say V'sein Talumat L'Vrach in Chutz Laretz. It's Pashat Ad Lamoid. So what does it depend on? It depends on the Metzias. No, so when the Chachmei Bavel were writing the Talmud Bavli, they lived in Bavel. Bavel was a place where Atira Bavel, the Chatzdabaloi Mitra, Mesopotamia, it's in between these two rivers. Senachanami, they didn't even rain so much. So they were able to wait 60 days into the winter before they started davening for rain. Abazok Tirosh, today in Europe, if we're not going to have rain for 60 days, it's over. We're going to have a rav ba'aretz, people will be dying. Says the Ahavamin, Shebahavamin, you shouldn't start davening for rain earlier. What's the Isser? Because the Gemara said, "Begoyla Shishim Betkufa." Learn the Gemara, understand the Gemara. You'll realize there should be no problem. And he said, not just that, as it relates to when to stop. We snap by Pesach because once upon a time, once Pesach came, at that point, it wasn't necessary anymore. But for whatever reason, Ishtanateva versus only Zayin, the geography. Right now, we need rain until Shavuos Zichar. So he says, it's poshut to me, you should do it until Shavuos. So the Rosh said, and he wrote all the different Chesbonos, all the different Sfaras that he had. He even writes that the Rambam, he holds Ayin Bepirush HaMishnayos and the Yad Chazaka. He has a whole pilpul. He thinks it was the Rambam Shita also. And he says, my hergish is, this is what we should do. So he says, now, the Emma says, I had this thought all along. This has been one of my pet peeves forever. But I felt that. How can you go Keneged a minute? But now I feel the Olam is vulnerable. One more paragraph. Va'ata she'ro'isi kebavoyneseinu akshamim netzru. V'neskalklu azram u'misanim b'shvel akshamim. Now everyone's ready fasting for rain. Va'af b'shabasis v'yamim toivim she'em misanin. Maskirim shloish esrei midois. Va'oymrim psukim shal matar. Amali libi, my heart is telling me, ato higiyah ha'es l'sakein, mashen nisavisi zayamim rabim. The time has come for me to be misakin something that I always had a taiva to do. And that is, ki bevadai she'ishmu l'cha be'es tzarek azayis. Right, he says, when people are vulnerable, they listen. So right now, it's an eighth sara. This is for sure going to be a perfect opportunity. The Rosh is angling. He sees an opportunity to do something he's always wanted to do. He says, the Olam is down right now. Now there's a hunger. We're saying Yud Gimel Midas on Pesach. So wouldn't this certainly be a good opportunity for us to go in and to start doing this? And once we do it once, it's going to end up being that way. But he says, Lamaisa. Wasn't that way. Elishahitas Lavavam, they save us datum acharanis, and this was something that I wasn't able to implement. The very end of the tshuva, the Rosh says that he started saying, and Vesein Talamata Lavracha, but nobody else did. And because nobody else did, he stopped. And he said, even though he feels he had a right to do it, Afal Pisha Ani Yachid, or Bekimin Shatzayr Charabimu, I felt I could do it. I didn't want to make machloikis. There's a whole Musar piece to this Rush as well. The Rush thinks it's 100% right. People are dying. He thinks for sure, there's no question that this is we need to daven for rain. This is the Rush's tefillah. So you can imagine the kayach such tefillahs had. But at the same time, he doesn't want to make machloikis. He doesn't want to make agudas. So I'm not going to do it. And then he says, when did the Rosh write the Shuvah? He wrote in Chol Hamoed. And he says, really, I wouldn't have written in Chol Hamoed. Kiloi hurgalti bekach. Because my minig is not to write in Chol Hamoed. El shetzorich shohu mipnei chil shem shemayim. There was a chil Hashem because of things that people were saying about me. And as a result, I'm sitting down to write it. V'gam yesh bezeh dover. There's also a little bit of a tzorich hamoed Indian over here, because if the Olam is going to take on this tshuva, so there's a tzorich hamoed, maybe it's going to start raining right now. And this is what the tshuva says. I think from the whole tshuva, the line that got me the most is that the Rosh's son says, "Vayisapik Adoni Avi Rosh v'lo yidiber b'yoyim ahum ba'uma." He didn't say one word. As soon as he realized that this was spiraling out of control, the Rosh didn't say a word. And he waited to be able to write down, to say the shtickle Torah. This already, you can spread it, put the Pashkevillin out, let everybody see this tshuva from the Rosh, and let everybody know what's going on. But either way, the Rush went, and he started saying V'sein Talamata L'Vracha, Mash V'Racha Marid HaGashem. He felt he can continue to do it. He stopped Mepnei HaMachloikis. He wrote a tshuva that he wouldn't have written on Chol Hamoed. You know, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tavkuf Mem Hey that the Bach wrote his Pirish during Chol Hamoed. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean he only wrote on Chol Hamoed. He also wrote on Chol Hamoed. Right, writing the Rei Torah is considered a davar oven, but here there was a different hergish. The hergish was because of the Chil Hashem, and maybe it was a Tzorech Hamoed, so this is something that the Rosh did. But the bottom line is, the Minig Yisrael hasn't changed. And the Minig Yisrael is that in Eretz Yisrael, you start saying, Mashav Ruch HaMarid HaGashem on Zayim Marchesh, and in Chutz Lars, you start, the same Talmud of Racha, and in Chutz Lars, you start saying the same Talmud of Racha 60 days after the Tkufa. Now, one of the big shailas that the Poskim of more recent times discussed is, what do you do if you live on the other side of the equator? Meaning, what do you do, for example, the people that live in Australia or the people that live in New Zealand? So there the seasons are tzemisht. Right there, when we start saying the same talumata levracha, it's 92 degrees outside with humidity. So the seasons are mamish b'diuka hefech from the where it is in most of the world. So the question is, what are they supposed to do? So there's actually a tshuva, and the shaila's tshuva is hartzvi. Rav Hersh Pesach Frank was asked the shaila. So shaila, here's the question, verbatim. Anu toishve zilanda hachadosha. Right, also known as New Zealand, Zilanda Hachadasha. She bechelik hadroi mishal kadur ha'aretz, u'mishuna etzlein uzmane akayetz ve'hachayref, mishal medinas Europa. Ke akayetz, the summer, maschel mimei chag ha'sukkas. The summer starts sukkas time. Ve'hachayref, in the winter, maschel b'chag ha'pesach ve'eloch. That starts Pesach time. Ve'onu maskirim geshem, acharei ha'sukkas, k'moy be'eretz Yisrael. And right now, we're doing what they do in Eretz Yisrael. But that's what Mashav Ruach HaMarid HaGashem. But they want to know, what should you do about the same Talamata Levracha? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote to the Yidden in New Zealand. Talk about tshuvas coming from a distance. Mi merchak tovi lachma. Pun intended, right? So from far away, they're asking this question. When should you start saying the same Talamata Levracha? So Rav Tzvi Pesach wrote a very, very short tshuva. Very. It's from the shorter tshuvas in Har Tzvi. It's mamish two short paragraphs. He says, Dovar zeh. This is Mefurish in the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh already tied it that in Germany, in his places, he wanted to start playing around and changing when you say the same Talamata Levracha. The Gemara says, Begoylad Shishim Yoyim. And the Rosh held very stark not that way, stating that the Rosh came out that even though Kol Yomai, he had this taiva to do it that way, but he's not going to do it. Lemaisa, the Rosh walked away from this idea. So he says, your Shaila is an exaggerated version of the Rosh's Shaila. It's mamish what it is. Definitely more dramatic. But at the same time, it's this. In essence, it's the same question. Is the same Talamata Levracha going to be based on zip code or no? This is the way it is. The Gemara says, Begoy la Shisham Litkufa. So if that's what the Gemara says, that's the way it's going to be. So either way, said Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, at the end of the day, your Shaila is mamish the Shaila and the Rosh. The Shaila is a gewaldige Shaila. It's the Rosh's Tmiya that he doesn't understand. But the Rosh walked away from this 700 years ago, and there's no, that time, 600 years ago, and there's nothing we could do. And as a result, Zokt Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, you should follow what the Yidden and Chutz Laretz have always done, and that is you start saying the same Talamata Levracha 60 days after the Tkufa, even though really in Cheshbon, maybe it doesn't make so much sense, but it's a Rosh. What are you going to do? And at the end of the day, this is what the Maskon. One thing that Rav Tzvi Pesach does bring over there is an interesting Shaila in the Poskim, and that is that even though we don't paskin like the Rosh, but we know if somebody says v'sein talumata levracha when he wasn't supposed to say v'sein talumata levracha. So let's say you would say v'sein talumata levracha during the summer. So you have to daven Shmei Nesri all over again. So the Beis Yosef already brings a tzad that it could be if it's during the tkufa where they're saying v'sein talumata levracha in Eretz Yisrael. Or what the Rosh wanted maybe, that you should continue saying v'sein talumata levracha already up to Shavuos. So it could be over there you wouldn't have this halacha that you have to be chayzer on Shmei Nesri, ask your local rabbi. But this is something that Rav Hersh Pesach told the Yidden in New Zealand, that at the very least, you could be mekel when it comes to being shachach between forgetting and working that out. Another big shaila that the Mishabura talks about in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, this is the obvious shaila. What happens if someone from Chutz Laretz goes to Eretz Yisrael? Or from someone from Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz Laretz. So what should you do? So you live in Chutz Laretz. You haven't started saying the same Talamata Levracha yet. You go to Eretz Yisrael, they've been saying it since Zayim Mar Cheshvan. So what should you do? Should you say the same Talamata Levracha or not? Where the question becomes even more of a shaila is, what if someone's a chiyav? He's davening for the Yomid. So now you're already davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. So now it's B'Tzibur. The Tzibur is saying the same Talamata Levracha. You're Ben Chutz Laretz. You're not saying the same Talamata Levracha. So it's enough in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yad Zayin, he brings that the Brichadish already discussed the shaila, and the Brichadish said that any person who's daitei lachzer, your das is to go back home, and the Pri Chodesh's definition of Daita Lachzer is within the year. So of course, this already crosses over with 2 days Yontif and all the different shaylas, but this is a great example of such a shayla. So what should you do? So the Pri Chodesh says that if it's Daita Lachzer, you should go back, then you should do whatever your minig is from the place. If you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz, you go there to show for a week, you plan on going back to Chutz La'aretz, continue doing whatever it is you were doing in Chutz La'aretz. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah brings, and everybody agrees with this Pri Chodesh, Ayin Sham, he says at the end an interesting lashon. He says there were different shuvas that were quoted in this topic, and he says, V'tzorich la'ayin, b'tshuvas dvar shmul, u'b'sefer yad aharon, kisham mekoyim. He says, V'tzorich la'ayin, b'tshuvas dvar shmul, u'b'sefer yad aharon. So he says, you have to be ma'ayin over there to get a better idea of what's going on. So just to end, and that is, so halacha l'maisa, you start saying v'sein talamot l'vrach in Eretz Yisrael, zayim marcheshven. In Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Bavel. It doesn't matter if you're in Germany in the 14th century. It doesn't matter if you're in New Zealand in the 20th century. You're going to start saying the same Talumat Levracha 60 days after the Tkufa. And by the way, Yoim Shishin, like Rav, Eloi, it's Kila Achash Shishim Dami. So when is 60 days after the Tkufa? So if you look at a Siddur that has English Oisius, it's December 4th. That's when it is. December 4th is 60 days after the Tkufa. That's when we start saying V'sein Talamat Levracha. There is some fine print. There's a little asterisk. And the asterisk says that if it's a leap year, meaning not it's an Adar Beis, if there's a February 29th, every 4 years, February has 29 days. So if it's a leap year, so then you should start saying it not on December 4th, but rather then you start saying it on December 5th. And this is based physically on the equinox. What's interesting is, and this is interesting on two levels. In fact, it's fascinating. What's interesting, first interesting, then fascinating, is that this date wasn't always the start time. Meaning, historically, the time that the Yidden and Chutz La'aretz would start saying the same Talumat Levracha was not December 4th and December 5th. It was a different date. And that other date is brought in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, and I challenge you to find me another place. Could be there is, by the way. But it's going to be hard to find places where the Beis Yosef is going to say what we're about to say. So the Beis Yosef is quoting Rab David Avudram, one of the Rishayim. Talk to Beis Yosef. Because of Rab David Avudram, for Yom Samach, what's the 60th day? Yavei Bechav Beis in November. It falls out on November 22nd. Vim Haya February, Michav is Avudram talking. If February has 28 days, that's what it's going to be. Avalam hoye February michav tesiyayim. But if there's a leap year, a secular leap year, if there's a 29th day of February, then tia hashela b'chav gimel November. Then it's going to be on the 23rd day of November. Ki tkufas tishrei lo'olam shiva yomim koidem October. Because tkufas tishrei, we have the whole calendar over here, starts from 7 days before. This is not what I'm talking. This is enough in the Beis Yosef. Right, we did a whole raid by the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah about secular dates, and the Ramshik, and the Chasam Sofer, and Rabbi Avadya Yosef. This is mamish enough in the Beis Yosef. You open a Beis Yosef, and if you don't know English, you have no idea what's going on. So, the 60 days is November 22nd. If it's a leap year, it gets pushed off to November 23rd. So first of all, we have to sort this out. So which one is it? Is it November 22nd, or is it December 4th. So the answer is, and this is above my pay grade, but the answer is we have to be familiar with a little bit of history. And that is, in the year 1582, the Catholic Church played with the calendar. In fact, if somebody went to sleep on October 4th, 1582, when he woke up in the morning, his phone was adjusted, it said October 15th, 1582. The world lost 10 days. So October 4th didn't go to October 5th. October 4th went to October 15th. The reason they did it is lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, for the same reason that we're ma'abed the shanim. We're ma'abed the shanim because it says in the Torah, shomer is chodesh ha'aviv. And we have to make sure that Pesach falls out during the spring season. Now, the problem is, the secular calendar, what's known as the Gregorian calendar, I think. So the secular calendar is based on the solar year. It has 365 some odd days. Whereas the calendar, the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar, is based on the lunar year. That's 354 days. So that every couple of years, it gets off by Berech a month, which is why 7 times in 18, 19 years, with Ma'abed Hashanah, it's like this, you're not going to have an issue. This, the Katoilas had the same exact issue. They were running into a problem. Not as dramatic, but they were running into a problem with some of their chagim as well. And as a result, they had to fix something. But they didn't have a system in place. We've had a system in place for thousands of years. They did not have a system in place. So they decided, we're going to have to come up with a short fix. We have no choice. So you went to sleep October 4th. You woke up. Mechaya, you know, talk about moving the clock. You woke up, it's October 15th. Any appointments, any meetings, birthdays, anniversaries, not this year. But anyways, he lost 10 days. Literally, the world lost 10 days. It went from October 4th to October 15th. Avudram, that the Beis Yosef is quoting, was before the year 1582. And because it was before the year 1582, the original date was November 22nd and November 23rd. But then the world got put, we lost 10 days, and therefore, Tkufas, Tishrei, everything got moved. And therefore, it got moved to December 4th, December 5th. It seems that it was pushed off one day somewhere in between as well. And by the way, this is, if you have the Shiras Devaira version of the tour, right? That's the big fancy tour. So if you have the Shiras Devaira on the bottom, they bring that in the year 2100, in the year 2100, it's going to move back a day. So there's some cheshbin where this is going to actually repeat itself again on a less dramatic scale during our lifetime. But halavai. But the bottom line is that what you have over here is that's the rest of it. But what was the original date? The original date that it was supposed to be was November 22nd. That's the date that's quoted in the Avudram. That's the date that's quoted in Beis Yosef. I met somebody last week and he told me, you know, I was listening to your Rate Bite. You were talking about Hebrew dates in the secular calendar. He says, do you know there's a place that the Beis Yosef works with secular dates? Over here in Simen Kuf Yod Zayin, he brings secular dates. This is not something you're going to find every day, that the Beis Yosef should quote a secular. What's the secular date that he quoted? He quoted November 22nd. Again, in a world where there's been so much hashkacha throughout this 14th cycle of Daf Yomi, where the Daf just seems to keeps on aligning itself with what's going on in the world. I don't know if it's a coincidence or if this is epic hashkacha pratis, that today, the Daf that we just learned today, which is the Daf of November 22nd, which discusses the Gemara of Begayla Ad Shishim Betkufa, which until the dates were played around with was Shteitin Beis Yosef. This is a date that's brought down in Beis Yosef. The dates are, of course, L'Misparim, but this is a date that the Beis Yosef quotes B'Shem Da'Avudram. It was none other. And today's date, which is November 22nd.